Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's 10th annual client conference in beautiful San Diego. And with us in our virtual studio lounge is Mr. Ted Kirk from Advanced Fraud Solutions. Ted, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. And thanks for taking time out to hang out for a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's it's great to be back out on the road a little bit, back in San Diego. I was joking with somebody yesterday. San Diego used to kind of be my second home. It felt like I was here, you know, 6-7 times a year between conferences and meeting with partners, and haven't been here since 2019. So, it's a Chamber of Commerce week out here too. The weather is perfect.
And yeah, it's not bad.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah, we dialed up some nice weather for you, so enjoy it, because it'll only be here until December or January, so enjoy it while it's here, all right? Right. It can change really slowly here. All right, besides that, we'll leave that to the Weather Channel. Hey, tell me how the conference is going for you. I know it's just day one, but a lot has happened today, and how's the vendor expo and all that type of stuff, or the exhibit hall?
Vendor expo has been great. You know, it's... We're joking before the recording started about just kind of relearning how to flex those muscles around being at the conference. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like all of us have somewhat maybe forgotten how to talk to people in person over the last year and a half. But no, it's been really good. We've had a lot of great conversations with credit unions, seeing a lot of current clients, as well as some new folks that we hadn't met before. But, you know, it's interesting. Over the last 18 months or so, I think kind of the world of payments has changed. It's digitized a ton, and just kind of people's behavior, members' behaviors change. So, you know, we're responding to that. And I think what I've been struck by is it's a little different conversation today than probably the last time we were all together here for Corelation's last show. So it's been good.
So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So how has the digital acceleration affected you guys and fighting fraud, basically?
Yeah.
Because fraud is off the charts, as we all know, the last year and a half. So how has that affected your business or even your clients? Better than your clients, actually.
Yeah, you know, I think there's kind of been 2020 and then 2021, right? In 2020, I think one of the biggest things we were hearing about from basically everyone was lots of fraud related to kind of the pandemic specifically. So whether it was, people kind of fraudsters preying on people's insecurities around like the health situation, or even, you know, like for instance, we saw 3-4 times more treasury checks last year, treasury checks than the year before. Because obviously with the CARES Act, you had lots of folks getting payments from the Treasury, which they wouldn't have in the past. And so, you know, I think fraudsters saw that as an opportunity to steal some money. So definitely saw some of that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just kind of as the whole behavioral shift has continued and evolved, I mean, I think one of the things we're definitely seeing a ton is folks have, you know, I think some of kind of the digitization of payments, what might have taken place over the course of a year or two, really sped up where it took just a few weeks or months in 2020. So whether it was, you know, like for instance, mobile deposits, we saw twice as many mobile deposits in 2020 as 2019 coming across the AFS systems. Mm-hmm. ITMs really seemed to take off as people kind of pivoted away from having folks in branch quite as much. Kind of floating teller concept where it was social distancing. Maybe they didn't want people kind of queuing up like they had historically in a branch. So almost pivoting more to that kind of retail store model where maybe tellers walking around with iPads to keep members spread out a little bit more when they were in the branch. So just things like that, you know, even with kind of the legacy analog payments like a check, I think the behavior around those changed. And then obviously, I think we saw just a lot of payments move digital, right? So I know one of the conversations we've been having a lot, both here in San Diego at the conference and over the last months, has been around ACH and the fraud that people are experiencing on ACH. I know we've talked to a lot of credit unions who have struggled with losses in their ACH channel over the last couple of years. And then there's this NACHA regulation that came out last March, is going to be enforced starting this coming March around having a commercially reasonable account validation solution for web debits. So we're having a lot of conversations with clients and prospects about that, as far as kind of not only how do I stop loss and protect my credit union and members from fraud, but how do I stay compliant with that regulation? And what really is a commercially reasonable account validation solution? Kind of how do I get that implemented in a timely fashion?
Yeah, thank goodness there's folks out there like you to keep all of this in perspective, because I could just, you know, I mean, your head is just literally on a swivel. Sure. With all the fraud stuff, all the regulations, you know, all the compliance, I mean, all that stuff, you know, it's just, I mean, I can't imagine being a credit union and trying to keep track of it all, especially, you know, the smaller to mid-sized credit unions who may not have the resources to really keep on top of this type of stuff. So thank goodness for folks like you out there that are helping out and keeping them on, I guess, that straight and narrow path, and, you know, keeping them protected and all that stuff out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot. On a swivel. And the fraudsters are making a full-time job out of coming up with new creative ways to steal money. So you got to have somebody on your side. I think that's making a full-time job out of, you know, both kind of keeping track of the trends, and also, you know, on ACH, just like everything else we do for AFS specifically, really, I think the value we're bringing is helping credit unions cooperate with one another and share data with one another.
Yeah.
And kind of this collaborative fight against fraud. So really that's our strategy and our goals for, you know, both the near term and long-term future, is just finding new ways to help credit unions everywhere, you know, collaborate with one another and stay in front of the fraudsters to the extent possible.
Oh yeah, you got to do that for sure. I think it gives new meaning to the CFO position. It might turn into like a chief fraudster.
Yeah. I think there's certainly, you know, depending on kind of where you're doing business and what you're seeing, there could be a need for that one of these days.
That's a full-time job and then some. Yeah, so it might be a whole, that's a whole department at some places. So
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So good stuff. Absolutely. Hey, before I let you go, what do you guys hope to gain from your conference attendance in person this time around? What do you guys, and as well as any takeaways as well?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, and AFS in general, I think one of the things that we've been missing not being in person has been obviously in-person exposure with credit unions and our customers, and just kind of getting that face-to-face contact and checking in to see how things are going. But also just, I think this so far has been such a good opportunity to, you know, there's a lot of new vendors here, a lot of new folks with interesting technology that, you know, I think we can partner with to help our joint clients. So that's been a huge part of the value thus far to come into the conferences, whether it's kind of a new kid on the block in the online banking space, or seems like there's lots of different folks who are helping with, you know, electronic payments, faster payments. You know, I think what an ideal scenario for credit unions is when the technology and service providers that serve these financial institutions are all able to cooperate with one another and just deliver kind of a unified experience, seamless experience, both to the credit union and its members. So I think that's been the number one thing that struck me, is just, wow, you know, some of these conversations that we're having just at lunch or in the hallway with other vendors about, you know, the ways we might be able to team up to deliver valuable solutions. It's just hard to have those conversations when you're not bumping into people.
Yeah, in a virtual environment. Yeah.
Yeah,
we talked about that a lot as well. That the, you know, the pros and cons, obviously there's many pros to a virtual conference,
sure.
Obviously, but man, it's hard to replicate bumping into somebody in the hallway and go, "Hey, what are you doing?" Or, you know, seeing somebody's, you know, another vendor sign, or like, "Hey, I want to go check them out and see what they're all about," type of thing. You just kind of walk over there and introduce yourself. So
yeah,
that stuff's kind of hard to replicate in the virtual world, but so the in-person stuff, hopefully it comes back.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. In 2022, so we can get more of this going on. So yeah, absolutely. This is what it's all about. All right, Ted. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time as always. Thank you, Mike. Keep up the good work on your end. We always appreciate your efforts and look forward to the next conversation.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
You are welcome, sir. You too.